and welcome to episode 2 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on December 12th, 2008. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mel. Well, the holiday season is upon us, and if your house is like ours, it's buzzing with excitement. Our second story, Chili's Christmas, was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. As you listen to the story, consider the following. Have you ever been in a situation where things are different from what you're used to? Chili's Christmas by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. There once lived a little snowman named Chili. He had three perfect circular spheres to make up his body. Each circle was exactly 1 inch in diameter larger than the one on top of it. This made him perfectly balanced. He wore a bright cherry red jacket swirled with silver sparkles and a green scarf that made him always feel ready to spread some Christmas spirit. His face was inviting and playful, with an orange carrot-like nose and eyes that sparkled a bright blue. His mouth made a perfect red smile that matched his coat. His whole body was coated in a shimmering layer of paint. It always looked magical against the deep green of the Christmas tree branch that he hung from. He was an ornament, and his favorite thing to do was to watch every part of the Christmas season unfold before him while hanging in the front of the tree. Chili loved to see the smiles, hear the laughter, and oh, how he loved to watch the family dance and play. He waited all year in the ornament box, in his tiny little space that fit him so snug and safe, so he would not move or break. Sometimes it was hard to wait all year long in the box, but at least he wasn't alone. He shared the box with all the other ornaments that hung on the tree. Then Chili heard it. The sound he had been waiting 11 months to hear. Christmas music! The family always played Christmas music while the father took down the boxes and boxes of decorations. Every year, on the Friday after Thanksgiving, the family took the whole day to slowly and thoughtfully put up the Christmas tree, telling the story of each ornament before placing it gently on its very own branch. Chili loved his story. Oh, how he couldn't wait to see where they would put him this year. Would he be perched high on the top boughs so that he could look down and have a bird's eye view? Or would he be smack in the middle of the tree so that he could look them all in the eyes as they walked by, admiring the beauty of it? He knew he'd never be put on the bottom branches where the baby could reach him because he was too delicate for small little hands. Chili heard the family taking the lids off the other boxes, followed shortly by the sounds of the delighted squeals and running feet. He knew they were hanging up all the decorations around each part of the house. And then he heard the footsteps moving towards him and the little boy say, "This box! Let's do this box next!" Then there it was, the warm light pouring in, and the sweet little blonde-haired, blue-eyed boy looking lovingly at him. The snowman could not believe how much older the boy looked since last year. He heard the father say, "Okay, carefully take each one out, very gently." He began to hear the stories and saw the mother and father look lovingly at each other as each story was told. "This was the gingerbread man you made with us last Christmas," said the mother.
"Oh, this elf is so cute. Mimi bought this for me last year," said the boy.
Chili was so excited. It was his turn. The father picked him up very gently and held him up to the little boy.
"See this ornament, son? Well, it was your very first ornament from Santa. Now take him in your hands carefully and pick a special spot for him on the tree."
Chili was so excited, he thought he was just going to burst. He closed his eyes as the boy took him over to the tree because the trip from the box to the tree always made him a bit queasy if he left his eyes open. The little boy chose a spot and put the delicate snowman carefully on the tree, making sure he was securely on the prickly evergreen branch. When Chili heard the boy say,
"I did it, Daddy!"
he slowly began to open his eyes. What would the house look like this year? Would there be mistletoe hanging from the ceiling? Would there be lights strung around the banisters?
Unable to contain his excitement any longer, Chili flung his eyes wide open to take in all the beautiful decorations. But he didn't see any mistletoe on the ceiling, and he didn't see any lights strung around the banister. All he saw was beige. Beige? Chili thought. His eyes darted back and forth, looking for the decorations, but all he could see was beige. It was then Chili realized what had happened. He could only see beige because he was facing the wall. He was in the back of the tree! There must be a mistake, thought Chili. The boy had to have made a mistake. How could he, the most perfectly beautiful snowman, be put in the back of the tree? Being in the back of the tree would mean that he wouldn't be able to see the family celebrate the holiday. Chili was panicked. He waited all year long for the Christmas season, and now he was going to spend it on the back of the tree looking at a beige wall. No, I'll just wait here calmly. They'll find me and move me to the front where I belong, thought Chili. The family placed ornament after ornament gingerly on the branches of the tree and told story after story about each ornament. After all the ornaments were placed, the family had still not noticed that Chili was in the back of the tree. Finally, Chili heard the father say,
"Ready, set,"
and the rest of the family yell, "Go!" As the lights strung around the tree flickered to life, Chili heard the family rejoice with cheers and laughter. "It is beautiful, just perfect," Chili heard the father say. But to Chili, it was not perfect. How would he see all the wonderful Christmas sights if he was in the back of the tree facing the wall? This was supposed to be one of the happiest days of the year, but Chili couldn't help but feel so sad. That night, as soon as the family went to bed, Chili called out to his ornament friends, Jerry the Gingerbread Man and E the Elf.
"Jerry, E, where are you guys?"
He heard E the Elf's familiar and friendly voice call back to him.
"I'm way up here at the top! What a spectacular view from up here!"
"I'm right here in the middle of the tree, Chill,"
called the crumbly voice of Jerry the Gingerbread Man.
"I'm right next to a blue light that is shining a bit too brightly for my taste. But at least I can see the entire house from here."
"Chili, where are you? Are you okay?"
called E.
"No," said Chili. "I am in the back. The boy must have been confused and forgotten where I go. What am I to do?"
After a moment of quiet contemplation, he heard Jerry say,
"Chili, we have all had our turns in the back of the tree. You're just going to have to listen with your ears, and we will be your eyes."
"Yeah," said E excitedly. "It will be so much fun to be able to illuminate the happenings of the holiday season for you."
It made Chili feel a little better to know that he had such good friends to help him through a tough time, but he still felt down. For the rest of the night, the ornaments on the tree buzzed about what the family would do over the remaining weeks. A rocking horse guessed the family would do the traditional dancing to the Christmas carols, while a candy cane guessed cooking and decorating the gingerbread house would be next on the agenda. Chili's spirits dropped even lower as the ornaments told stories of watching the family enjoy the activities of Christmases past. Just when Chili thought he couldn't feel any worse, a little angel called out,
"Oh, I can't wait for the presents to be opened this year!"
Chili's heart melted. Watching the family open the presents on Christmas morning was his absolute favorite part of the entire season, and he was going to miss it. The next day brought the familiar sounds of the Christmas music again and the hustling bustling of the family around the house. He knew the mom was brewing her coffee with special eggnog creamer if his nose was telling the truth. Just then, he heard a thumping sound coming from the kitchen, followed by laughter and singing.
Thump, thump, thump.
Just what was that thump, thump, thumping he heard? In between shrieks of delight, Chili heard the boy yell,
"Again, Daddy, again!" and "Faster, Daddy, faster!"
Chili felt the entire tree vibrate as the floor shook. Gusts of wind blew periodically through the tree, making Chili shiver just a bit. With each squeal from the boy, Chili also heard more thumping. Then, just as suddenly as it had started, the thumping stopped, along with the singing and laughter. Chili then heard the father say,
All right, that's enough for one morning. Time to get dressed. Off to your room.
Chili imagined the father twirling the boy around in the air, but he just wasn't sure what was making that thumping sound. Chili imagined the father twirling the boy around in the air, but he just wasn't sure what was making that thumping sound. All day long, he thought of all the different things that could make a thumping sound. Was it plates crashing off the counter? No, he knew that wasn't right. Was it a ball being dribbled on the floor? No, he knew that wasn't it either. Try as he might, Chili just couldn't figure out what was making the thumping noise. That night, as soon as the lights went out and all was quiet, Chili wasted no time.
Jerry, E, what was that today, that thumping noise? What were they doing?
Jerry and E laughed at the memory.
Oh, the boy and the father were dancing around the hardwood floor in the kitchen, explained E.
The little boy had his feet on the top of his dad's feet, and the dad was twirling the little boy around and around, added Jerry. The boy's face was pure bliss. You should have seen it, Chili.
Jerry, cried E, you're gonna make him feel worse.
Sorry, Chili, said Jerry remorsefully. I guess I just got carried away.
Don't worry about it, Chili said with as much happiness as he could muster. That moment had come and gone, and Chili hadn't seen it. Or had he? After all, he did imagine the boy being twirled around, and that was exactly what the father and the boy were doing. Chili felt a little better knowing that by listening to the sounds and feeling the wind brush through the branches, his imagination was all he needed to fill in the rest. The following week was quiet for Chili. The family was at work and school most of the day, and nights were spent on homework and eating dinner together. The week was a bit easier for Chili since there weren't as many Christmas activities. From his spot on the back of the tree, he heard the family's daily conversations, smelled the family dinners, and felt the love they shared with each other. Using his imagination to make pictures in his head of what was happening, he sometimes even forgot that all he was able to see was a beige wall. On the Saturday morning before Christmas Day, Chili woke up to smell gingerbread being cooked in the kitchen.
Oh, man, they're making their traditional gingerbread house. I'm going to miss them decorating it with all those shiny and gooey candies, thought Chili.
Chili remembered how the little boy always ate more than he actually put on the house. Chili heard, "Hand me that one, please." And,
"That one is delicious,"
as the family added yummy treat after yummy treat to the walls and the roof of the building. Chili heard a rattle, rattle, rattle sound as they added something to the house.
"That's enough, that's enough," he heard the father say,
but Chili heard the rattle shake one more time. Chili pictured the house with chocolate bars acting as shingles and four chocolate-covered raisins poised on the roof as a chimney. He imagined peppermint twists surrounding each window and broken pretzels as antlers on the little reindeer made from marshmallows. When it was done, Chili heard the snapping of the camera, and he imagined the family gathered around a scrumptious-looking house trimmed with gummies, gobstoppers, and frosting. But what had made that rattling noise? Was it the baby shaking a toy? No, he knew that wasn't right. Was it the mother sifting powdered sugar on the roof as if it were snow? No, he knew that wasn't it either. Try as he might, Chili just couldn't figure out what had made that rattling noise. Soon after, the family left to go to Grandma's house. As soon as the coast was clear, Chili shouted to E and Jerry,
"They made the gingerbread house this morning, didn't they? What decorations did they use? And you've got to tell me, what was that rattling sound?"
Jerry started,
"You should see it, Chili. It's the best house they've ever made. In fact, I don't even think it should be called a house. It should be called a gingerbread castle, because it looks that good. I should like to live there one day, I think."
"Jerry!" cried E. "You're making Chili feel bad again. Chili, it wasn't all that great. Same old stuff as last year."
exclaimed Jerry. "Don't lie to Chili. I'm sorry, Chili. I don't mean to make you feel bad, but it was truly awesome. The house had a moat of chocolate sauce, Chili. A moat! The entire roof was covered in chocolate bars acting as shingles, and I thought the licorice sticks as drain pipes were a particularly excellent touch."
"I suppose you're right, Jerry," conceded E. "Sorry for lying, Chili. I just didn't want you to feel bad. The rattling sound was a walkway made entirely out of sprinkles that led right up to the front door. When the father asked the boy to stop, he just had to give the jimmies one last shake. You know, it was adorable, even if the father didn't think so. It was very colorful and clever.
Another moment had come and gone, and Chili hadn't seen it. Or had he? After all, he did imagine the chocolate bars covering the roof, and that was exactly what the family had created. Chili felt a little better knowing that by listening to the sounds and smelling the fresh baking gingerbread, his imagination was all he needed to fill in the rest. This isn't so bad, thought Chili, and for the first time all season long, he felt he would be just fine on the back of the tree, until he heard the boy the following morning running down the stairs shouting, "It's Christmas Eve! It's Christmas Eve!" Chili felt the exhilaration in the boy's voice, and an energy flooded the room. Chili couldn't help but feel happy for the boy, until the boy yelled out, "We get to open presents tomorrow!" Chili's heart plummeted. He was going to miss the opening of the Christmas presents. He was going to miss the little boy wide-eyed on Christmas morning, tearing off the bows and wrapping paper to see what treasures lay beneath. Chili felt the sadness rush over him like a tidal wave, and for the rest of the day he hung on the tree, wishing this holiday season would end. That night, when the lights went out and the family was fast asleep, E asked, "Chili, you okay? Tomorrow morning's the big day. Just remember, we'll tell you everything that happens, okay?" Chili imagined what the boy's face would look like when he opened his first present. Chili felt a lot better as he pictured the gleam in the boy's eyes as he tore through the wrapping paper to discover what had been left for him under the tree. Chili remembered that if he listened to the sounds, felt the sensations, and smelled the fragrances, his imagination was all he needed to fill in the rest. With this thought in mind, Chili fell fast asleep, warmed with the understanding that he wouldn't miss out on Christmas morning just because he faced the back of the tree. Suddenly, before he even knew what was happening, Chili was shaken awake from his slumber. He was falling, falling, falling! Chili closed his eyes and braced himself for impact, knowing that he would shatter into a million pieces when he hit the floor. Images raced through Chili's head. The boy finding him smashed on the ground. The boy crying in his mother's arms over the broken snowman. Christmas morning would be ruined all because he fell from the tree. But Chili didn't land on the ground and he didn't shatter into a million pieces.
"Oops!" he heard a warm, deep voice cry. "Sorry about that, Chili. Oh! We almost had a major accident. My big belly bumped into the tree and you almost smashed on the ground. That wouldn't do on Christmas Eve, now would it? No, there you go. Back on the tree with you, little fella. Oh!
A soft gloved hand gently lifted Chili high into the air. With a delicate touch, the large man in the red suit hung Chili very gently on a branch and then turned to continue laying presents, a bit more carefully than before, under the tree. When Chili opened his eyes this time, he didn't see a beige wall. This time, as his eyes fluttered open, he saw everything. He saw the mistletoe hanging from the ceiling, and he saw the lights strung around the banister. He saw the kitchen where the father and son had danced, and he saw the most beautiful gingerbread house, or was it a castle, sitting on the kitchen table. He saw all the decorations around the house, and he saw the big-bellied man give him a nod and a wink just before he shuffled up the fireplace. Chili saw it all. But best of all, in the morning, when the little boy came jumping and leaping down the stairs, Chili saw the boy's face as he opened his Christmas presents. Chili took it all in and thought to himself, "This was the most perfect Christmas ever." We hope you enjoyed the story. Come and take a look at nightlightstories.blogspot.com. There, I have attached some templates and directions for creating one or all of your favorite characters from the story. Use the templates, or you can create your very own. Either way, send us a digital picture of your completed project to nightlightstories@gmail.com. We would love to see your creations and post them to share with others. As always, I look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together. We wish you a wonderful and safe holiday.